Proclamation number 3567 of 4th of October, 1945. Feeding the Divine Word to Earth. Pure truth flows to Earth from the spheres of light because this is God's will. He teaches the gospel to people again through his heavenly messengers, and he trains his disciples on earth again to carry the gospel into the world. Again, the spiritual low on earth is so great that God's help can only remedy it. Darkness is everywhere on earth and shall be displaced by light. Error is widespread amongst people and must be replaced by truth if the human being is to step out of the darkness of night into the light of day. But spreading truth requires bearers of truth, and these have to receive the truth from the spiritual kingdom because it is no longer preserved unadulterated on earth as Jesus Christ once offered it to people. Again, a purification of the teaching must take place which is represented on earth as divine teaching by those who want to be believers and believe themselves called to instruct their fellow human beings. And for this the Spirit of God must be active and be able to express itself through a person who serves as a mediator between earth and the spiritual kingdom and who is now trained by God as a disciple in order to serve him on earth by spreading the pure truth of the divine word, which alone can bring salvation from spiritual adversity. And thus the forces of heaven are constantly active to guide people into right thinking who are willing to be instructed from the spiritual kingdom. But God's instrument is the task to establish the connection with the spiritual kingdom for the direct transmission of the divine word, so that God's Spirit can now express itself to bring help to people who urgently need it. And God now radiates his strength, directly or also through the beings of light. And his strength is light and knowledge, thus knowledge which fully corresponds to the truth. And bearers of truth will be all beings which are permeated by God's Spirit, both in the spiritual kingdom as well as on earth. And these will be able to proclaim the word of God which is blessed with his strength. And those who willingly accept it will also feel the strength in themselves. They will feel it that God himself speaks to them through the mouth of a human being and also believe this word because it reveals God's love and wisdom and because it beneficially touches the human being's heart. They will recognize that God himself offers a precious gift to people in order to help them in greatest spiritual adversity. Amen.